In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 22 and also verse 23, the passage of Scripture here is given concerning the relationship between wives and their husbands. Each has their own responsibilities to the other, as also they have duties and responsibilities to Christ. One of the roles of the wife, is that she is instructed to submit to her husband. The reason for this submission is given in verse 23, and that reason is that the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, and the church then does indeed submit itself to Christ. Often in today's world, we see wives that either do not love their husband properly, or either do not properly defer to them in submission. Submission is largely a misunderstood Bible concept, but submission simply means that when a conflict of opinion or desire arises, one individual gives preference to the other in humility. That is really what is intended by the church's submission to Christ, as well as the wife's submission even to her husband. Also in Colossians chapter 3 in verse 18, the Bible also here speaks about wives being submissive to their husbands as that which is fitting to the Lord, fitting in the Lord. God desires that wives be in subjection to their husbands, really, in all things, from Ephesians chapter 5. One common misunderstanding about submission is that submission is a state of weakness, or they think that a person is not able to stand up for themselves with strength. But really the opposite of this exhortation to wives is truly true. Often it takes greater strength to be humble and to subject yourself to the will of another. And this is where the great strength is found in submission, when one is able to, by their inner strength, to submit themselves to the will of another individual. So as wives consider their God-pleasing role in the family as God designed, it will help considerably when they consider how God designed the church, the bride of Christ, to be in subjection to its spiritual husband, even Jesus Christ. The church submits to Christ out of the love that he showed to it by being born of a virgin, by living the life that he lived, giving the commands that he uttered, and dying for the law, dying for the new covenant, and even rising on the third day. The church submits to Jesus out of the love that he showed to it in these things. And the wife should also respond to her husbands in love. And in like manner, even as Christ, having received also the husband's outpouring of love